When I spoke to a news reporter this morning, and she asked me about the McCain scandal, and I said, well, wait a minute. It's an allegation, number one. But number two, how come we don't see you people running and foaming at the mouth about the scandals that are circulating about the Clintons right now with the uranium mine that Bill Clinton opened the door for and got a $100 million gift to his library? She said to me, oh, I didn't hear about that. Where was that? I said, where was it? It was 5 minutes in the news last week or 2 weeks ago. Huge story, but you people didn't run at it because there was no sex involved, and it was about your boy Clinton. Now, what about the Muslim connection to Obama? Barack Hussein Obama, father Muslim, grandfather Muslim. Nothing wrong with that. But we, the American people, being at war with radical Islam, have a need to know just exactly what kind of Muslim he was exposed to, what kind of Muslim he is, what kind of Muslim teachings he's friendly to. We have a right to know if he's a so-called friendly Muslim or one who aspires to more radical teachings. That's something that the media ought to be concerned about, not whether John McCain had an infatuation with a lobbyist 10 years ago. But then I'm expecting too much, much too much. You understand that? When a major reporter who is reasonably educated knows nothing about Obama's Muslim background, and the scandal that is behind all of that, that is raging on the internet, and says she knows nothing about Clinton and the uranium mine and the money from the Canadian businessman, the $100 million given to his library when it was all over the media 2 weeks ago, and she doesn't know anything about it. You get it?